paid for by Teichman for Judge, Stormy Taylor, Treasurer. Brent, how are you?
Well,
you may get your microphone. That would be nice if I turn your mic on.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I don't know.
There's probably some people who want you to leave it off, but that's okay.
All of a sudden, I didn't hear anything. I was looking at the information I have on you here. These are everywhere.
Oh, my my flyers, my
your
postcards?
Flyers are,
yeah,
I got one in the mail yesterday.
Well, good, yeah. We've been... Between our door-to-door efforts and our direct mail that started this week, it's those should be all over the county.
You know, you said our.
Yes.
It's a team effort.
Oh my goodness, yes it is. I have a great team of people. I have obviously my wife and my kids. They're my door-to-door people.
Yeah.
My family and I have been doing all the door-to-door stuff ourselves. We don't ask anybody else. I think that's a pretty big ask. To have people go marching around in this heat, this oppressive heat that we've had.
Yeah.
But yeah, my kids have been fantastic. Our son's going to be a senior in high school at Warrensburg, and our daughter is a sophomore at Warrensburg High School, and then our youngest daughter Lily is going into seventh grade at Warrensburg Middle School. So their entire summer has been chomped up by going to fairs and festivals and parades and
places they normally would not have attended.
Yes,
probably.
But we're all shedding pounds, and we're all which I needed after all of the fried chicken dinners and pie auctions and chili judging contests.
Yes.
But yeah, it is a team effort, and it's not just my family. I've got a tremendous group of people. I call them kind of my advisors, I guess, who have been with me from the very beginning on this journey that's now spanned about a year and a half, and we're 13 days away, so the finish line is in sight.
Yes, it is. You'll be glad about that, probably.
I will be. You know, I'm getting a little nostalgic. You and I think we had our first interview 5 months ago.
Yeah.
We did our first interview the day before the filing commenced, and that was February 27th, so... I've only got one more of these with you the day before the election.
One more, huh?
And, yeah, I'm starting to look back and become a little nostalgic.
Did you have a winning bid at the state, or not the state fair, but the county fair?
Yeah, we got.
What'd you get?
Well, we came home with a couple country hams, which were absolutely tremendous. I did not end up with any live animals. I think our state representative Dan Houks ended up buying all those. He was buying chickens and rabbits, and
he told me he was going to do that.
Oh, he did. But you know, as the great of a guy as he is, you know, those kids really get attached to their animals. You know, they raise these animals all year, and then they bring them out and sell them, and it's for some of them, you know, these young kids, it's tough on them to have to part with them because they almost become like pets. And so,
well, they are pets. So
yeah, they are. But so Representative Houks, I think, donated back all of the live animals that
people,
he...
I don't want them.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people did that. That's such a great event, and so proud of all those kids because they do put a tremendous amount of effort and work into that. So that was my wife told me this morning that of all the things that we've done, I think that was her favorite thing, was going out and for the kids livestock auction.
Really?
It was tremendous. Yeah, it was so much fun.
Well, a lot of chamber events here locally, also in Holden.
Yeah, we've been going pretty much everywhere as we have been all along. I was at the Holden after hours chamber event last week. They have that out at the Redneck. You ever been to the Redneck Country Club out there?
No.
I don't think you would enjoy that golf course. The greens are sand.
Oh, sand.
And
greens.
Yeah,
okay.
You basically have to chip your putts. And
yeah.
But that was a good time. I went over there with my campaign treasurer Stormy Taylor, and we just kind of had a good time socializing with all the good people over in Holden. And yeah, we've been going to lots of chamber stuff. We went to, I'll tell you what was really neat. This last week, the Warrensburg Chamber of Commerce had their annual awards dinner.
Uh-huh.
And so we were fortunate enough to be able to go to that. And congratulations to all the local business owners who won awards this year. That was a really good time. But they coupled that with a murder mystery dinner. which I don't know if you've ever done one of those before, but
no, I've not.
That was fun. It was a lot of fun. You know, they have people that come in and actors, and they put on a.
And you have to figure out who done it. Huh?
Yeah, who done it? You have to figure out who done it and what their motive was. But so that was that was a lot of fun this past week.
I think in the mail I got yesterday, there was something. I'm not sure whether it was Teachers for Teichman or Women for Teichman.
Oh, well, that wasn't for you. That was probably for your wife. So you're not invited.
I was opening her mail, huh?
Yeah, probably. No, we are. We have. That's coming up, actually. I think I talked about this a little bit last time when we were here. Really, our last big event that we're doing of the campaign, because we are only 13 days away now, is next Tuesday night, July 31st. We're having a big event at Rhonda Gelbach's place, Gelbach Manor, right down. I'm sure where most people know where that is, right downtown on Holden Street. And so this is it's really kind of a celebration of all of the women who have done so much to help us over the course of the last year on this campaign. And we're gonna have it's on our Facebook page if you want to go look it up, Teichman for Judge on Facebook. But it's we have an event for all the women, and there are several hosts. We have about 20, hostesses, and it's going to be just a great night next Tuesday night from 7 to 9. It's an open invitation to all the women out there who want to just meet me and hear a little bit about why I'm running for this office, and it's also an opportunity for us to thank all of the tremendous efforts that so many women have done to help us in this campaign. And so it's from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock next Tuesday night, July 31st, at Rhonda Gelbach's. It's just going to be desserts and drinks out by her pool. And if anybody's ever been to Gelbach Manor, they know it is just a beautiful setting. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So women, tell your men that they're on their own for dinner that night. Grab a group of ladies, go grab some dinner, and then swing by. It's just kind of a come and go meet and greet. It is not a fundraiser. Do not bring money. Do not bring your checkbook.
Just a good time.
Then. Just a good time for us to thank all of the great women who have helped us out, and kind of it's a get out the vote effort in the last week of the campaign.
What is your Facebook video about? What is that? You got a Facebook video,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my Facebook video. We started a Facebook video. My wife does. She's fantastic with all of that stuff. I don't really get it a whole lot, but that's what she does for a living is public relations and advertising. And so, a lot of people have probably seen our campaign video that has been running the last few days. It's just sort of a you can go to our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and type in Teichman for Judge in your Facebook search bar, and while you're there, go ahead and like our page if you would. That way you can be up to date on everything going on. But she put together this great little video, sort of just, you know, what's been going on for the last year while we've been out on the campaign trail, and just sort of a reminder to people that the election is coming up and we are only 13 days away, and we're just trying to encourage everybody to get out there. If you've not already voted absentee, which you can do all the way up until Election Day. Just a reminder that on Tuesday, August 7th, this is your one and only opportunity for the next 4 years to pick both of your judges, because there are two judge races on the ballot this year, and they're both on the Republican ballot, and there are no Democrats running for either race. So if you want to have a say in who your two judges are going to be in Johnson County for the next 4 years, your only opportunity to do that is in this election, the Republican primary, on August 7th.
A couple of candidate forums coming up, too, you'll be a part of, I would imagine.
I will, yeah. I heard Melissa Gower talking about the senior center one yesterday with you, and then I went to my mailbox and I had her invitation in there inviting me to the. So I still need to call her. If you're listening, Melissa, I will be there. Sorry I haven't called you yet. But yes, I will be there, and I hope everybody comes out to the senior center there. They meet in the community building and for lunch. And so not this Friday, but next Friday, the Friday before the election, August 3rd, they've invited all of the local candidates to come up to come in for just a little, you know, it's not going to be more than an hour tops. I don't think it'll leave it. Basically, they want to hear from all of the candidates. It's an opportunity, one last time, really, for folks who have not had a chance to meet all of us to hear from us, hear why it is that we're running. And I think they're going to have opportunities to ask some questions, too, which I hope they do have the opportunity to ask questions, yeah, because these are important positions. And I think people need as much information as they can possibly gather before they walk in and cast their vote.
Warrensburg Chamber has one coming up the day before the election.
Yeah, the night before the election, Warrensburg Chamber. I don't know the full details on that yet as far as where it's going to be, but I do know it's going to be the night before the election, Monday night, August 6th. I think it's going to be at 6 p.m., but I would just stay tuned and maybe go check out the Warrensburg Chamber Facebook page or website, and I'm sure if people listen to you, once you find out, you'll be sharing that information. That will quite literally be the very last opportunity that everyone has, and it's an open public event. It's free of charge. Anybody who wants to come and just hear from your candidates, particularly these contested races, which really is just the two judge races, so that you can make, again, an informed decision about who you're going to have representing you for the next 4 years.
And you have taken a job, apparently, as a master of ceremonies?
That was announced last night. Thank you for bringing that up, actually. My wife and I are huge supporters of Rise Community Services. Scott Holmberg and that crew over there do such a wonderful job, helping individuals with disabilities, respecting their skills and training them and showing them that, you know, just because you may be a little different, you have such a great contribution to make. And so we have been supporters of RISE and their gala, and we love that organization. We love everything that they're about. And a few weeks ago, the folks from RISE approached me and said, hey, would you be willing to take on the duties of being our master of ceremonies for our third annual gala, which is coming up in October? And I was totally blown away. I was like, I don't know why you want me to do this, but I would be honored to do that. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Did you go to the RISE gala last year?
I did not, no.
They had every year they have a theme, and last year it was James Bond 007, so people were dressed up like Bond characters and all kinds of stuff. This year their theme is the Nifty 50s, and so they're wanting everybody to...
That's my generation.
I know, I love it.
I graduated high school in 58.
The greatest generation for music ever. And
well, we're the greatest generation.
Well, I can't argue with that. I won't argue with that. But the theme this year is going to be the Nifty 50s. And so I'm sure there'll be powder blue suits and poodle skirts and lots of great music. It's such a wonderful time. And it's all in support of a wonderful organization in RISE. And, yes, I am extremely honored that they asked me to be their MC this year, and so I hope everybody will check that out. You can check it out on their Facebook page.
I can tell you really how you need to dress for that. You need to get you some black pants with some pink flecks in them and peg them.
Is that a peg? Okay, so I can probably come raid your closet, is what you're telling me. You probably have
a few. Pants with a pink shirt.
Uh-huh.
And a pink and white tie on top of that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you'd be cool.
I don't have to, like, roll up any cigarettes in my sleeve or anything.
No. Okay. No, you're dressed up. Anyway, quick thoughts. Anything else here before we close this out?
Not really. I just, again, I want to thank everybody for opening their doors to us and opening their minds to us and listening to everything that we've had to say. This has been an incredible, incredible journey, and I had no idea the number of people that I would meet and the amount of work that all of us would put into it, but it is well worth it. And we are in the final stretch, 13 days away. Just encourage everyone, make your voice heard on August 7th, and make sure you get to the poll and pull that Republican ballot. And I would be honored and privileged if you would cast your vote for me.
All right, Brent, thank you.
Thank you.
Brent Dykman, candidate for Associate Circuit and Probate Judge in Johnson County, guesting with us on Johnson County Today.